Hey everyone, my name is John. Welcome to the PTZ Pre-Show Podcast. I'm joined with Tess and Paul here. How you guys doing today?
Feeling good.
Feeling good?
Feeling healthy.
Ready. We talk about health. Health is wealth is what I like
health
to say.
Health is wealth, that's right.
So we're doing a fun little game here today. We're going to do a trivia operation game. So these, normally we've been talking about products, asking you very specific questions, but today we're going to go to the medical side of things. I want to ask you some maybe tricky, maybe easy medical questions to go over here.
Tricky.
Yeah, some of them may be pretty tricky. So here's how it works. I'm going to ask Paul and Tess. Tess, ladies go first, so you'll start us out here. I will ask you one trivia question. That trivia question, if it is answered correctly, you will be gaining 1 point, and you'll go up to our operation table here. Mike, if you can
cut
to that.
We're operating today?
Yes, we are. So here we have Cavity Sam, and we will be operating from head to toe. So I want to start the operation.
There's a countdown timer there. Is there going to be a countdown timer?
So we'll each give you guys 10 minutes, and then we can do a bonus round afterwards. Okay. So we're going to start with you, Tess. And like I said, you get one question right, that's 1 point. If you go over to the operation table and get the operation correctly, you'll get another point. And the winner at the end will be granted the Operation Trivia Champion.
I want to be a champion.
So at the end, as soon as you win your trivia question, you'll go up, answer that. If you lose or hit the edge, the buzzer goes off or the vibration is heard, you will come back to your seat and try one more time for a trivia question until your 10 minutes, as we saw on the countdown, is up. Tess, are you ready?
I guess so. If we get the
trivia question wrong, can we still do the operation?
We can, or I can just go. I have up to 50 questions
because
here.
Because I might get a lot of these wrong. And
so,
I could shuffle
through some questions.
Yeah, I'm thinking even if we get it wrong, we still get a chance at the operation.
Okay, that's
have
fine.
You ever played the operation game before?
It's been a long time.
Same. I'm not going to lie. I got a little bit of practice in this morning. got a leg up.
I think we all have played the operation game when we were younger, right? But we always end up losing the bones, the pieces, and then there's no game.
It's trash.
Then it's just a buzzing game. All right, Tess. Question number one. Which bone is the longest in the human body?
The femur?
That is correct. One point for Tess.
I got one right.
I would like you to start on Cavity Sam's femur by removing his rubber band in his leg.
Let us know in the chat if you have ever broken a bone, and if you have, which bone did you break?
Yeah, that's a great question right off the top. All right, so 1 point for Tess. She's going up to Cavity Sam to perform an operation now.
Which one should I go for?
Let's try the femur rubber band.
Oh, gosh.
Now, don't hit that side, or you'll hear a buzzer, and you will see his nose flash as well. Can she do it? Can she? Wow, well done, Tess. Alrighty, let's come back. That is another point for Tess. Question number two, Tess.
Oh, another question?
Yeah, we're gonna keep going. You got 10 minutes allotted here.
Okay.
Question number two. On average, how many times does the human heart beat per minute? And this is an average, so you have a range here.
A range?
A range, yes. But if you give me something in that range, I'll grant you a point as well.
Resting or?
Yes, we'll say resting heart rate.
70?
Yes. 70 is correct. The answer is 60 to 100 times Tess, a minute.
Ooh, Tess, you are killing it today.
Nice
so
job.
So as long as we got within that range, it was okay?
Yeah, I think so. 60 or 100, you said 70. So another point to Tess. Let's go up and operate on that other leg, Tess. Alrighty, let's see here. What do we have here? What do we have, a wrench in that leg down there?
Okay, you want me to do the wrench?
Yeah, let's try for the wrench. Oh, I heard it. You failed the operation. You will not be a surgeon today, Tess, unfortunately. We will have to go back, and you'll have to go back to medical school because you have some questions to answer here.
Darn it.
Number three.
Okay.
How many pairs of chromosomes do humans have, Tess? How many pairs of chromosomes do humans have?
One.
The answer is not one. It is 23 pairs. So unfortunately, that is a no.
That's so embarrassing.
Well, you failed But that's fine. You got two already out of three. Let's go back to the operation table and see if, you know, it's not all about the books. It's not all about the questions. Let's see if you can still be a surgeon here, okay. Tess.
And if you're just tuning in, because we are getting some people starting to filter in now, we're playing Operation in celebration of our talking about healthcare live streaming today during the show. We are in the pre-show right now having some fun.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, Tess is answering trivia questions. If she gets them right, if she gets them wrong, she, no matter what, will be up at the trivia or the operation board.
Which one?
Let's keep going right up the body and let's go to his, what is that called? The bucket? Is that what they call it?
Water on the knee.
Water on the knee. Let's try to get the water out of Sam. Beautifully done. Beautiful. Showing it off like it's a
prize.
Yeah, like it's a prize or some makeup. Let's go back and ask some more questions. So currently, Tess has two questions right, an extra bonus as well for the operation. All right, Tess, question number four. Approximately, how much does the human brain weigh?
Oh, how much does the human brain weigh?
How much does the human brain weigh? In pounds or kilograms? But we'll go pounds for our Americans out there.
I'll guess 3 pounds.
You are correct. The human brain weighs three pounds. Tess,
you
well
are on
done.
Fire today.
You might be able to pass medical school now. So let's go over to the operation board here and see what we have. What is that little horsey there?
Charlie horse.
Let's remove the Charlie horse. Get that out of here. No, you look perfect.
I touched it. Let me try one more time.
Yeah. We'll see. Ah, boop. Failed the operation. Failing the operation. Back to medical school, you must go. So if you have time at the end, I will grant you the extra surgical time to go back and remove any missing bones that we have left on Sam. Now, question number five. Which blood type is known as the universal donor blood type?
I think it's O.
It is. I'll grant you that.
O negative?
It is O negative. That is correct, Tess. Well done. You've only got one out of five wrong so far.
Again, my question for you in the chat is, have you ever broken a bone? And if you have, tell us about it in the chat.
That's a great question. I can go while you're getting set up here and tell my story here. I have a broken elbow, which I had a bolt put in, and that was probably my most severe injury. But let's see here. Tess, what are you working on over there? The red basket. Oh, and she failed again. You got to breathe. You got to go slow and breathe. All right, Tess. Nice try.
I thought I had that one.
Back to the trivia. Number six. Which is the largest internal organ in the human body? The largest
internal organ, so not skin?
Exactly. The largest internal organ in the human body.
The liver?
That's correct. It is the liver,
Jesus.
Tess.
Wow. You know it all.
That is.
I don't have the questions up here. I really
She's not cheating, everybody. She is not cheating. All right. Let's see if she can perform an operation now.
You better save some softballs for Paul.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty here. All right. What are you working on over there?
Butterflies in the tummy.
Butterflies in the tummy. Don't hit that edge now. Don't hit any veins or arteries.
Oh,
beautiful done.
It.
Beautiful. Well done.
Good job.
Should I put them back in?
No, we can shuffle back at the end and get them reinserted here.
Okay.
Moving on to question number seven. How many taste buds does the average human tongue have? How many taste buds does the average human tongue have?
Like 6,000.
That is close, but incorrect. It is 10,000 taste buds.
Oh, if you said correct,
still,
I would have been blown away.
Not bad, though. Not bad. All right. That is.
You're uncanny in how good you are at this.
Paul's suspicious.
That is 5 out of 7 so far.
Do I go back up?
Let's go back up.
Are you keeping count? You're supposed to.
No, Mike is. He's got it. Look at the score. 4-0.
Okay, that's not a failure yet. She's
okay.
She's restarting here. What are you working on there? What's that called?
Spare ribs.
The spare rib. Delicious in fried rice.
Lost.
Oh, my goodness. Back to trivia test. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Question number 8. Which cells in the body are responsible for producing antibodies?
Antibodies. Which cells?
Which cells in the human body are responsible for producing antibodies?
Red blood cells?
That is incorrect. It is B cells.
Okay, B cells. I'm not sure what that is. I'll be honest. Okay.
Alrighty, back to the operation board we go. And stay tuned after we finish operation here. We're going to be talking about strong arm and healthcare and telemedicine. So stick with us here as Tess goes on.
I'm going to the wretched ankle. Going back to
the okay, back. She's going to go back to the ankle. Let's see if she can get it.
Not
even close. Another failed surgery. Sam is aching. He will be on a lot of pain medicines tomorrow to get through this. Question number 9. What is the average body temperature of a healthy adult in degrees Celsius?
98 degrees.
Which would be Fahrenheit.
Oh, Celsius?
I will grant you the Fahrenheit question, though, since we have gone on pounds and all.
Celsius? I don't know Celsius.
Yeah, you don't need to do conversion. I'll grant you an exception because it is correct at 98.
Would it be like 4 degrees Celsius or something?
Be 37 degrees Celsius, but... You know,
always good to know, though.
It's always good to know the conversion. No worries. I think you still got that correct at 98. I think it's
because that would be the conversion.
It would be. I think it's like 97 point something, I believe.
Okay.
I read an article. They were actually thinking about changing it.
Really? It's higher.
You know, it varies.
Yeah,
person to person. It's like 100 years ago they established this thing, and it's just stuck forever.
These stats, yeah. All right, what are you going for? The bread basket again. Can she do it? Will she hit the medal? Oh, my goodness. There Whoa. It is. Well done.
This is crazy.
Another body part removed. Back to your questions here, Tess.
Yes, sir.
Number 10. What is the hardest substance in the human body? What is the hardest substance in the human body?
Okay, well, bone would make sense.
Substance, remember, it's substance. It's not which part of the body, it's which is the hardest substance in the human body. Very specific.
Hardest substance in the human body. I'll just stick with bone.
Bone is close.
Cartilage?
It is enamel. Because it is a component, I think, of bone, if that's correct. I don't know. I should know this, but I'm not the medical professional here. But reach out and call your medical professional if you have any issues or need any medical assistance.
I am not a medical professional.
None of us are here. That's why we have Strong Arm to join us later.
So it's enamel, so that doesn't count.
It is enamel, so you didn't get that correct test. But back to the operation board. This may be your second to last chance here. Ooh, tricky one.
That's a tricky one.
That is a very tricky one. Oh, my gosh. Failed again, Tess. All right.
Yeah, but you're hurting Sam.
Sam is aching, screaming in pain right now. All right, Tess, you have a chance for one more operation and one more trivia question here. Number 11.
25 points. Okay.
Which stage of sleep is characterized by rapid eye movements?
REM.
Whew. Now, for an extra bonus question, Mike, can she describe or explain what REM stands for?
Rapid eye movements.
Rapid eye movements.
You just
there
said
you
it.
Go. I did just say it.
You're giving out extra points.
Okay. Maybe no extra point, Mike. Right. Maybe no extra point.
Okay, let me go do my last.
Yeah, that was dumb of it. Yeah,
12 seconds.
You got 10 seconds to perform this operation. And then we'll do a quick reset, if you don't mind helping us out. Oh, and failed again. Well, I think you should keep studying. You're getting your trivia down, but you cannot be a surgeon quite yet, Tess. Thank you for being our operator today, and we appreciate you joining our operation game. So she's going to reset the board. Paul, are you ready to answer some trivia questions? How are you feeling?
Feeling good, ready to go.
How'd you do in school when it came to health sciences? And
I don't remember taking a specific health science course ever.
Ever?
Nothing. I did take biology. Okay. So I remember biology, I remember chemistry, but that wasn't health related. But I think I'll be all right.
Yeah, you think you're ready? All right, Tess, how many we got left over there now?
I put them all back in.
They're all in? All righty. Let's see here. Paul, easy ball answer here. What is the most commonly injured joint in the human body?
Most commonly injured joint in the human body. The wrist.
That is not correct. It is actually the ankle.
Oh!
A sprained ankle, twisted ankle.
Yeah.
No worries. We can move on to your operation.
All right.
Now, we started to test at the bottom of Mr. Sam here, but maybe you can start at the top since we haven't really got to the top of Mr. Cavity's body here.
Maybe I'll get all my points from the operation here. All right, I'm going to go for the apple. Tess, you really stuck it in here.
I didn't put that in there. You could fix him first. I did that, too.
Oh, he's approaching his ankle. Oh, failed the operation.
You can fix him first because I did that on some of them where you couldn't even reach him.
All right, back to the trivia questions here. Number 15, what is the rarest human eye color, Paul?
Blue.
It is green.
Oh, why didn't I say green? Ay, ay, ay. Okay.
Back to the operation board.
Okay. Here we go.
Alrighty, what can you do? What are you going for this time, Paul?
We're going for the butterfly.
We're going for the butterfly.
Got it. Grab the
wing there. Get the butterfly.
Oh, you did
beautiful.
It.
Well done. Surgery is complete and better than ever. Alrighty, moving on to the trivia. Which hormone is primarily responsible for regulating blood sugar levels? Which hormone is primarily responsible for regulating blood sugar
insulin?
Levels? It is insulin. That is correct.
Oh, all right.
Well done,
one.
Paul. Well done.
Here we go.
Back to the operation board.
All right. I'm going to go for the spare rib. Block my view.
All right, here we go. Beautiful. Beautiful. Get the funny bone there. Oh, man.
But Paul gets another point for that question.
All righty. Now let's move on to what is the primary muscle used for breathing, Paul? What is the primary muscle
lungs?
Used for breathing? It is the diaphragm.
Oh.
Really? I would have thought talking would be the diaphragm.
For breathing, it is the diaphragm. My fiance Jackie should probably know every one of these questions. I will go home tonight and quiz her and
see
if she passes all 50 questions here today. But let's see what we're going for here. The beautiful autofocus from our studio pro. Well done, Paul. Nice job.
Another point for Paul.
Another point on the board there. All righty. Let's see here. Let's try to mix this up a bit. What is the liquid component of blood called? What is the liquid component of blood called?
I know this.
Michael knows this?
Mike, the producer, knows this.
Does it start with an H?
I cannot give you hints.
The liquid component. I'm just shocked. I'm like a deer in headlights.
The liquid component of blood. Yes. Sometimes you may get this removed instead of blood. I'll give you that as a hint.
Plasma.
The answer is plasma. Correct.
Oh,
alrighty.
Nice. I was saying hemoglobin.
Yes, yeah. I had friends in college who would get plasma removed because it would get you more money than just simple blood.
Dang. So,
yeah, there would be people, because there was a Penn State campus where they would do that. Beautifully done, removing the funny bone. Well done, Paul. Another point there on the board.
Uh-oh, he's catching up to me.
Right, coming for you, Tess. Just one more, and I got 5 minutes.
Alrighty, Paul. How many pair of ribs does the human body have? How many pairs of ribs?
Two.
If I could feel mine
does
anymore.
Does the human body have?
No, it's got to
be. It says one pair. One pair. Two sets.
How many? I'm trying not to give it away. The pair of ribs. So.
It's like.
Oh, they're like. Yes. It's like two at a time is one rib.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So pairs of ribs.
All right. Three pairs.
There is 12 pairs of ribs in the human body. So a total of 24 ribs.
Really?
And 12 rows, I guess you would say. Alrighty.
Does that count, like, all the way down your back and stuff?
I would imagine, yeah. Every single rib bone down the back. All right, what are you going for now?
We're technology people here, not biology yes, people, exactly, so don't judge us.
Oh, buzzing so quick on that one.
I'm hanging on by a thread.
Okay, let's move on to this question. Another blood-related question. Where are red blood cells primarily produced in the body? Red blood cells primarily produced in the body?
The heart.
They are produced in bone marrow.
Ah.
Maybe I got to give you the heart as well.
I'll tee you up with maybe an easier one on the next one here. We'll get you.
No, you don't have to go easy on me.
Don't go easy on the boss.
Alrighty. Let's see.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, another buzzer right off the top. Okay. On average, how many breaths does a resting adult take per minute? How many breaths does a resting adult take per minute? And you have a range. So just like for test
heartbeats. Now, is this inhales and exhales? Or count, if you inhale and exhale, is that one breath?
Yes, I would count that as one breath.
Then I'm going to say 10.
It is 12 to 20.
Oh,
so right. Close. So close. Now everyone's counting their breaths for the next minute.
I know. I feel like I would have said like 50.
That's your panicked breath.
Yeah, that's
all
me.
Right, let's see, Paul, what do you got? Nice, we can see it beautifully.
Don't go for that one.
That's got to be one of the hardest.
We're gonna go for the wishbone. This is a tricky one, though.
The wishbone. Don't hit the sides there. Sam's life is in your hands. Oh,
you
man.
Had that.
So close. So
don't
close.
Worry, Sam. Hold on.
Sam is round in the belly. He's had a couple beers.
Paul, which vitamin is produced in the skin when exposed to sunlight?
Oh, I do know that one.
Which vitamin is produced in the skin when exposed to
vitamin
sunlight?
Vitamin C.
It is vitamin D,
oh,
actually.
Oh, gosh. Never mind.
I did not know that one.
All right, back to the operation board. It is a close game. We have Paul at 4 and Tess at 5 here.
Go for the wrenched ankle.
That is a tricky one. I don't think Tess was able to remove it. Again. So
these
quick.
These are harder. It's harder than it looks, this game.
Yeah, people always say, oh, it's so easy. Okay. Paul, which part of the human body is responsible for the sense of touch?
Which part
of the human body is responsible for the sense of touch? Don't overthink it. That's what I'll say. Don't overthink it.
Skin.
The skin is correct. Well
oh,
done.
That puts you in line with me. We're
another
tied up.
You gave me a tip, though. You gave me a tip.
It's not too much of a tip. I said keep it simple.
I would have said the brain.
Well, technically, that is responsible
that,
for
that helps.
Every sense, right?
He just throws the thing across the room.
All right, Sam is shaking. We might need to give him some more Novocaine.
You got it?
Beautiful.
That means you're one ahead of me.
Well,
alrighty.
That means the game's over, Tess, because I won. Now we can keep playing.
Close call.
Alrighty. Approximately what percentage of the human body is water? What percent of the human body is water? And I'll give you a 10% range here.
Body is water. Now, I know that on planet Earth, I think it's like 80% water.
Yes, the planet.
On the surface. But inside the body.
Inside the body. How much are we jiggling around filled with water?
I'm going to say 40%.
It is actually 60%.
Ooh, wow.
About 60%. So, unfortunately, not on that one.
Where
Let's
did you come
see.
Up with these questions? ChatGPT?
Oh, the lovely world of ChatGPT. How could I come up with all these medical questions? Oh, I double checked. So Paul has studied up his medical textbooks, but is not quite ready for surgery yet.
Yeah.
Michael, Paul has six. You should try the rubber band. The rubber band wasn't too hard.
Should I go for the rubber band?
Yeah, we'll go for the rubber band next. Alrighty, Paul. What is the term for an automatic rapid response to a stimulus? Automatic rapid response to a stimulus?
An instinct?
Not quite. I'll give you one more chance. What term for an automatic rapid response to a stimulus?
Like a knee-jerk reaction kind of thing. But that's not my answer.
Yes.
Talking it out.
You're on the right track.
Reflex?
A reflex is correct. Oh, well done.
That was good.
Oh, I'm out of time.
Oh, you're out of time? Oh, shucks. Well, let's try one more time since you're up there. Let's see if you can get the rubber band. Paul took the lead, unfortunately. I'm sorry, Tess, about that.
Well done, Paul. Even with my practice earlier on operation.
Wow, really, it gives you like, you're like trying to do something so carefully. I'm like,
yeah, it buzzes on you and you're like, that was fun.
Right. That was
good
a lot
job
of
on
fun.
The questions.
So, I'm curious about you guys since we threw that to the chat. Do you guys have any major breaks or injuries or significant?
Knock on wood? No.
None, really. Nothing when you're
just,
younger.
You know, childbirth.
Nothing at all. Well, childbirth, yeah, that traumatic that childbirth, sure. Yeah, that's a little traumatic. What about you, Paul?
Have I ever broken a bone? The answer
serious
is
surgery?
No.
Really?
Wow.
The only surgery that I had was elective.
Wow.
Leave it at that.
And what was your broken bone?
I broke my elbow. So I have this big scar
going
down my elbow, and I have a titanium bolt in there still.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was brutal.
If you're wondering, if you're just hopping on now and you're wondering why we're playing Operation and talking about health-related things. Today, we're talking about healthcare on the live show and video communication. So that's why we're just having a little bit of fun before the show starts and playing some games.
Yeah, very excited to have a chat about telehealth. As a PATZ camera manufacturer, our Pantelt Zoom cameras provide far-end camera control for health specialists who are able to basically provide healthcare across borders, across barriers, and break down barriers in healthcare, which is so important. We all know how important healthcare is. We've all rely on it in different ways, shapes, and forms. And in this webinar, we're going to be bringing on a healthcare expert, Brandon Eller, from Strong Arm Manufacturing and Strong Arm Healthcare. To talk about all the different areas of healthcare, not just telehealth, but there's medical simulation labs, there are home health, remote telehealth, operating rooms, surgical rooms, and PTZ cameras are quite often used in these places to provide not just high quality imagery, but image magnification so that you can see things in great detail, like an operation game from above, but also transmit that video over the public internet in a safe and secure way, of course.
Absolutely.
HIPAA compliant way, but providing video communications across globes. It's very exciting, and really excited for this show today.
Absolutely, yeah. And you can head to ptzoptics.com/healthcare if you'd like to download our healthcare solutions guide. Great guide on how our partnership has worked with Strong Arm and how you can also integrate that for yourself. And remember, always, to like, subscribe to PTZ Optics here. We go live once a month, usually on Wednesdays, a little earlier this time. And yeah, we appreciate you guys for joining us in the chat, having a little fun time with our operation game. And are you guys ready to talk about healthcare? Are you guys ready to jump into some live demos, doing some awesome color correction? I think
we're
all ready.
Let's do it, guys.
We'll see you in a moment.
Thank you, guys. See you soon.